Oh, hi. I didn't realize you'd stayed over. I guess you guys are up pretty late playing video games, huh? Has Josh left already? Yeah, he has to work most Saturday mornings now. I'm sorry, I would have gotten dressed if I had known we had a guest. Let me go and get changed, and then I'll fix you some breakfast. Well, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. A middle-aged woman in her nightgown isn't what most people want to see first thing in the morning. Well, if you're sure. Now, what would you like to eat? No, really, it's no bother. It'd be nice to catch up with you. I haven't seen you for a while. Yes, Josh seems to spend all his time with Megan these days, so I don't get to see much of his friends anymore. So, how about you? Do you have a girlfriend? No. Playing the field, huh? Oh, don't be embarrassed. I'm just teasing. Oh, sweetie, what's wrong? What do you mean you can't get a girlfriend? I don't believe that. I know it's hard to believe now, but I used to be your age, and let me tell you, a handsome young man like you would have been very popular with us girls back then. But girls like a guy to make the first move. So if there's a girl you like, then just ask her out. Oh, honey, it is that simple. Why? What's stopping you? You don't know how to kiss a girl? That's nothing to worry about. You'll pick it up in no time. Honestly, it's no big deal. Well, would it help if I gave you some tips? Yeah? Well, I guess the most important thing is to be sure that she wants you to kiss her. Well, sweetie, you could just ask her, but if you pay attention to her body language, then you won't need to. Just try slowly getting closer to her and see how she responds. If she pulls away, then she's not into you, and you should back off. But if she likes being close to you, then try getting a little closer. Look her in the eye and move your face nearer to hers. Then, just when you're close enough to kiss her, linger for a moment and let the anticipation build. And then just softly place your lips on hers. Be gentle with her. Tease and caress her lips with yours. That's all you need to start with. Then once she's relaxed and enjoying herself, you can think about using tongue. Does that all make sense? You look confused. Would you like me to show you? Oh, honey, it'll just be a little kiss on the lips for instructional purposes. It won't mean anything. You're never going to be comfortable kissing girls unless you try. Okay? Just close your eyes and think of somebody you want to kiss. Maybe one of Megan's pretty cheerleader friends? Now, are you ready? There. That wasn't so bad, was it? Did you like it? I thought so. Okay. Now it's your turn. I want you to keep your eyes open this time and kiss me the way I showed you. Just concentrate on my lips for now. Remember what I told you about body language and eye contact. You look awkward. You need to do something with your arms. Here, put your hands on my hips and pull me closer to you. Now look me in the eye and bring your face towards mine, and then just stare into my soul with those beautiful eyes until you're ready to kiss me. Good boy. That was really nice. Are you ready to try with the little tongue? Yeah? Easy, honey. It's not a race. Just take it slow and go with the flow. That's it. We've got as long as we want. I think you're getting the hang of this now. Are you enjoying it? Yeah? Good. Do you want to practice one more time? That's my good boy. That was perfect. I'm so proud of you. Do you feel more confident about asking a girl out now? Good. Do you have someone in mind? Maybe. You're blushing. You've got so much to look forward to. It's such a fun time of your life. Your first girlfriend and all the things you'll do together. And I don't mean just kissing. Oh, honey, you know what I mean. Don't get all coy with me. I know what you boys are like. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll figure it out. That's half the fun, experimenting with each other. And they teach that stuff in school these days, don't they? So you understand how sexual pleasure works for women? No. The state of education in this country. And I'm assuming you've never seen female genitals in real life. It's nothing to be ashamed about. Would it help to see a real one? I mean, to explain how it works. You've turned bright red. I'll take that as a yes. Now, even though this is just for your education, it would be awkward if Josh or your parents found out about this. So let's keep this as our little secret, okay? Good boy. Good job I didn't get dressed. It makes it easier to just slip my panties off, lift this up, and spread my legs on this chair. Have you got a good view? Why don't you come closer? Here, kneel down between my legs and you can see better. Don't be shy. I don't bite. Every woman is a little different in shape and size. And some are shaved and some have hair, but we're all basically the same. The vagina is just the internal part. The outer part is called the vulva. The lips are called the labia. If I rub them like this, I start to get aroused, and then they swell. Just like if you rub your penis. Can you see it changing? Now pay attention to this bit. The most sensitive part of a woman is the clitoris, which is this little thing here. Can you see it? Come closer. That's it. Good boy. Now imagine all the nerve endings in your penis that make it feel so good are concentrated in this one little tiny spot. Can you imagine how good that would feel if somebody rubbed it? Or licked it? Or sucked it? Now because it's so sensitive, it can be uncomfortable to stimulate the clit directly. I prefer to do it like this. Do you see what I'm doing? I'm just rubbing the hood like this. It feels so good. Notice that I'm getting wet? Now, if I spread my lips with my fingers, you can see the vagina. Smaller than you thought it would be? Oh, you'd be surprised how accommodating it could be. No, honey, it's not where the pee comes out. There's another hole just above. Can you see it? I think I'm wet enough for a finger. Oh, yeah. You see how far my finger is? This is where my G-spot is. You'll know you found it because it has a different feel from the surrounding area. Maybe it's easier if I show you. Give me your hand. It's okay, you can touch me. Now extend your middle finger and slide it into my vagina. No, with your palm facing up. That's it. Now feel your way around. It should be towards the front. A little further. That's it. Can you feel that? It feels really good. Now, once you've found a girl's G-spot, if you massage it by curling that finger towards you, she'll... Yeah, just like that. Now remember what I told you about the clitoris and how it's super sensitive? Well, if you stimulate the G-spot and the clit at the same time, you're going to make a girl very happy. The best way is with your mouth. You want to give it a try? Yeah? Good boy. Okay, place your lips around my clit. Now I want you to just experiment. Try sucking and gently licking around my clit. You need to listen to your partner's response. You'll know when she's having fun. That's nice, honey. Keep experimenting. You're doing so well. Oh, that's it. Just do that again. No, the other thing. Oh, God, that's good. Just keep doing that, baby. Oh, you're so good at this, honey. No. Don't change it up unless I say. If you find something that makes a girl squirm, then just keep at it for as long as it takes. That's it. Good boy. Oh, this is so wrong. What? No, sweetie, you're not doing anything wrong. Mommy's been a little naughty girl, that's all. You're such a good boy. You're doing so well. You like being mommy's good boy, don't you? Yeah, you do. You can go a little faster if you like. Oh, such a good boy. You want to please mommy, don't you? Well, mommy wants another finger in her pussy. Can you do that for her? Oh, thank you, sweetie. That's it. Keep working that G-spot. Mommy's pussy hasn't felt this good in so long. Oh, I know you've never done this before, but do you think you can make mommy come? I know you can. I believe in you, honey. That's it, baby. Just keep doing it. Mommy's so close. I'm so proud of you. You're gonna make me come. Keep going, sweetie. You're gonna make me come so hard. Almost. I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Okay, stop. My clit is so sensitive. Oh, wow. That was incredible. Did you enjoy making mommy come? Yeah? Oh, God, I'm still shaking. You didn't know you could do that to a woman, did you? You look so adorable looking up at me with your wet face. Come here. Any girl would be lucky to have you. What are you hiding from me there? Oops. Did mommy's moaning make you hard? Don't be embarrassed, sweetie. I'm flattered. Well, we can't leave you like that, can we? It's no good for you to be so aroused with no release. I think my good boy needs to jerk off. No, not later. Now. I want you to jerk off for me. Don't be shy. Just take your penis out and jerk off for me. This is one thing I know you've done before. Still such a shy boy. Would it help if mommy did it for you? Would you like that, honey? Would you like mommy to put her hand in your pants and wrap her fingers around your cock? Would you like mommy to pump your cock until she's milked every last drop from your swollen balls? Well, seeing as you've been such a good boy and you gave mommy such a wonderful orgasm, I think we can do that. Come and sit between mommy's legs. That's it. Lean back and let me wrap my arms around you. I like this position. I can reach around into your pants. And I can whisper in your ear and tell you what a good boy you are while I stroke you. And you are such a good boy. Mommy's gonna make you feel so good. Shh. There's no need to be nervous. Mommy only wants what's best for you. Now let's take your cock out. Don't be embarrassed. Oh my, you are very hard, aren't you? Did mommy do that to you? I'm sorry, baby. I'll make it better. Just relax, baby. Relax and let mommy stroke your cock. Do you like the way my hand feels on your penis? Does it feel good? See? Mommy knows best. Take as long as you need. There's no rush. I want to make your penis feel as good as you made my pussy feel. Just enjoy the way that mommy touches you. Mommy likes making you feel good. You can come whenever you want, honey. Not yet? Okay. You know, mommy knows that you've been naughty. Yes, you have. I saw you when you thought I wasn't looking. You were staring at mommy's breasts earlier. Is that why you didn't want me to get dressed? So that you could keep stealing glances at mommy's sexy titties? Oh, sweetie, I'm not mad with you. I know it's hard to be a good boy all the time. You like mommy's breasts, don't you? Would you like it if mommy let you finish on her breasts? Would you like to make a sticky mess all over mommy's titties? Well, let me take this off and get in front of you. Don't worry, mommy's not going to stop stroking. How do you like mommy's breasts now? You're such a lucky boy to see mommy naked like this, aren't you? Does it make you want to come? Let me feel those balls. Are you ready to burst for me? I think it's time, honey. It's time to show mommy how much you like her. I want you to come for me, sweetie. Come for mommy. Oh, good boy. You did so well. I love the way your warm cum feels on my hard nipples. Did that feel good? Really good? I'm glad. You deserve it. I'm going to take a shower, and then I'll make you some pancakes, okay? Good boy.